at the Ag Catalyst Conference. I'm visiting with Chris Baggett, one of our presenters here. And first of all, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So I'm a food entrepreneur, if you will. I have several food businesses. One is a frozen produce business in Indiana called Husk. We do sweet corn, peas, squash, green beans, things like that, all locally sourced, and we sell that through grocery stores. And then I have a protein farm called Tyner Pond Farm, where we raise pasture-raised pork, chicken, and beef, all on grass, non-GMO feed if we do feed them anything, but mostly live on forage, and we direct market that to our consumers. Then I have a restaurant concept we're launching called The Mug, which is a take on an AMW root beer stand, only chef-driven, if you will.
I would love to meet a chef for something like that.
It's delicious. It's really amazing. We've been open 19 days as of today. We are about five times over our projections. So we're having some production problems. It's a little slower than we'd like as far as service, but the quality is great. And because we're vertically integrated, we control all the inputs for the most part. We're able to keep the prices very affordable. So, you know, people are really amazed that, you know, we're less expensive than Arby's, for example, slightly above McDonald's, but not ridiculously above. For a local 100% grass-fed quality product or a Berkshire pig that's been raised on pasture, and the food items, like we have Cuban sandwiches and barbecue and obviously grass-fed burgers, and we fry everything in lard and, you know, things like that that are really unique.
Some local made root beer would be good too, wouldn't it?
It is, and we have a lot of breweries. We're in Indianapolis, so a lot of, I'm not sure how it is where you are, but beer has become a big thing there, and the brewers are, a lot of them are making root beer, so we're able to, use a lot of their local root beer as well.
Okay. Cool. Well, here at this conference, what are a couple takeaways from the presentation in your session this afternoon?
Well, the main point I like to get to is a lot of marketers think that they need, especially in content marketing, think that they need to get big influencers. And, you know, my argument is more about small influencers and lots of them. You know, with Facebook and that generation, everybody's influencing somebody now, right? And if your customer can talk on your behalf, let them. You know, customers want to talk on Facebook. They want to tell a story that features them and your product. And if you can leverage that, you're going to get a lot of great content that then not only can you use for Facebook, but leverage back into your email marketing, into your search marketing. And it's just a great source that's pretty much overlooked by a lot of folks.
How has that concept worked for you with your businesses?
It's entirely what we do. So, you know, our main emphasis and all of our marketing spend starts with Facebook. We're selling to a food consumer. They're on Facebook. They're moms. They're women. They're dads who cook. They're chefs. They're young urban people, you know, not children, but, you know, people who actually care and like food. So they're happy to talk about it if you encourage them to do it. So we sell online, for example, and we always send emails, hey, we'd love to see a picture of how you prepared that, immediately after they make the sale, so that they send us those pictures. They post them on Facebook. And that becomes peer pressure for other people. So as a marketing strategy, it's been fantastic for us. On our email, we have 35 different email rules deciding who gets what email when. So we need a lot of content to feed those emails. And by having all this on Facebook, we're now able to segment out that content and repurpose it to feed our email program.
That concept of dads who cook, I like that. I'm going to use that because I'm one of them.
Oh, good.
But I like that as a category.
It's interesting. My kids are pretty much out of the house now, but I did most of the cooking in our house. And I liked it. My wife was busy, and it was just never her thing, but I always fancied myself kind of a foodie, and I wasn't, and I'm not a good cook, but I enjoy experimenting and playing around with it, and that's a good segment for us.
Absolutely. I fully agree. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you very much, Chris. We are here at the Ag Catalyst Conference 2014 in Minneapolis. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.